Today on Prophecy Unfolding, we will examine the catastrophic rise in illegal drug consumption and addiction and its relationship to Bible prophecy. Well, once again, we're so happy that you've chosen to join us right here on Prophecy Unfolding. And we just love being able to come to you to share things that are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Well, we invite you to attend Union Grove Baptist Church in Racine County. We're about 25 minutes south of Milwaukee and just north of Kenosha County. We meet every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We have what are called adult Bible fellowship classes at 10:45 a.m. every Sunday. Plus, we have many different age groups, teenagers, classes, wonderful classes where the teachers just love the students and the young people, and several adult classes. We just would love to have you come. Again, 9 a.m. and 10:45 Sunday school or adult Bible fellowship. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have our evening service where, of course, we're teaching the Word of God. Specifically, we're going through Romans at this time on Sunday evening. Now, one other thing we have during the week is we have a full youth ministry program from the littlest child all the way up through high school on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., and we have an adult Bible study, and we just are starting a brand new adventure at Union Grove Baptist Church in Union Grove, Wisconsin, which is our Union Grove Bible Institute. So there's no cost for it. We invite folks to come. The church is underwriting tuition just so people are being able to hear the Word of God and be taught it from a wonderful perspective. And we're using the textbook called Wilmington's Guide to the Bible. So you're invited to come 6:30 again, complete program for children and teenagers, as well as the adult Bible study with our Bible Institute going right now through the book of Acts. So we'd love you to come. All right, well, let's get down to our topic for today. And we're going to be talking about the drug overdose deaths that are taking place in America. We're at a crisis period. No doubt about it. Folks, I'm not just approaching this from a Christian standpoint. The secular groups, those that really don't have any interest in the biblical side of things, are making it very clear that, folks, America is in a drug overdose crisis. This has been going on. It's been expanding over the last several years, and we are hitting record levels of deaths because of drug overdose that are taking place. So let me just give you a headline that came out just about a month or two, well, about 2 months ago this came out, but it's every single day we're seeing things like this. And here's the headline: in 2021, United States drug overdose deaths hit the highest level on record, the CDC data shows, or the Center for Disease Control. Check this number, folks. This is staggering as to what's taking place. Nearly 108,000 people died of drug overdoses in 2021, and about two-thirds of those deaths involved fentanyl or another synthetic opioid. Overdose deaths have been on the rise for years in the United States, but surged amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Annual deaths were nearly 50% higher in 2021 than in 2019, Center for Disease Control data shows. My dear friends, this is a major crisis. Now, many of you know, and if you don't know, I was with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office for some 32 years while also doing ministry. But the last 2 years that I was with the sheriff's office, I was actually the acting sheriff in Milwaukee County. And here's what was taking place in 2018 when I was the acting sheriff at that time. We had a particular individual that had committed suicide that was in a Milwaukee County park. And, of course, these are always horrible events. Nothing anyone likes to see take place. But I got a call from the detectives. And here's what took place. The detective said this. He's like, Sheriff, we got a problem. I'm like, well, what's the problem? He's like, we're trying to get the body of this individual that committed suicide to the coroner. And they stated they couldn't take the person. I'm like, well, what do you mean they couldn't take the person? They've got to take the person. And they're like, no, they said they can't. And I'm like, well, that makes no sense. So I called the coroner's office and asked them, why can't you take this person? What's the problem? You've got to take this person. And the individual on the other end of the phone stated this, listen, we're having so many deaths from this fentanyl overdose that we literally don't have any place to put this person. And I got a little, if you will, sheriffy on the person and said, listen, that's unacceptable. There's nowhere else to take this person. You need to find room. And they said, all right, we'll see what we can do, and we'll figure out how to get that person into the morgue. But the point is this. The point is the morgue, where they do the autopsies, where the bodies are gone over, was so overrun with people that had overdosed that particular week that literally the morgue was full. Now, you can go through people that you know, friends that you know, workmates that you know, people in your neighborhood that you know, and there is this massive problem of drugs, not just a drug overdose, but many, many people that are addicted to various forms of drugs, specifically the most deadly being the opioid deaths which are taking place. Now, why are we discussing this? Well, folks, this has a major biblical nexus and a major prophetic nexus. But I want to go through a few more things before we get into the scriptures. Here's a quote from Dr. Nora Valco, director of the National Institution of Drug Abuse. This is indeed a continuation of an awful trend. Rates of overdose deaths have been on an upward climb for decades now, increasing at unprecedented rates right before the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. So why all of a sudden, when people are locked in, when they're not getting out, when they're why all of a sudden are these overdoses going up? Well, because people, unfortunately, they get bored with life, they look to other things for entertainment, and unfortunately, the drug problem exponentially increased during that time. Here's another thing that was said by Catherine Keyes, an associate professor at the Columbia University Mellon School of Public Health. Here's what this person stated. You won't see a reversal in the same way you saw the acceleration because these drug distribution networks and addiction become embedded in the community. Well, I think there's not a single person listening to this, unless you don't get out into the community much, that doesn't realize that drug overdose, drug addiction is at a ridiculously high percentage. Here's another major statement. Treatment for drug abuse was lacking even before the pandemic. In 2019, more than 20 million people ages 12 and older reported having a substance abuse disorder, only 10% of whom reported receiving care. This came out of a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration report. So these things are documented. We're not just making up concepts or alleged facts. This is literally what's happening, and it's documented, if you will, by various medical communities, by the government itself. So here's what is taking place, and we'll look at this, and then we're going to find out biblically why is this happening and what's going to be taking place with the prophetic scenario. And here's a comment. Previously, prescription drug misuse and heroin use were the primary drivers of overdose deaths. However, as fentanyl and other synthetic opioids began to infiltrate the drug market several years ago, we started to see how expanding exposure of a profitable, easy-to-make, and incredibly dangerous drug dramatically increased risk and vulnerability to drug overdose deaths. Folks, this is becoming a major, major issue in America today. There's virtually hardly a family around that hasn't in some way been affected by these issues. This is just an absolutely devastating milestone in the history of the overdose epidemic in America. And it's like, well, what can we do about that? Well, let me just give you a couple more insights, and then we're going to go to the Bible and find out exactly why this is taking place, because the Bible literally does speak to it. Out of the Jewish Express News, Teva is to settle a United States opioid lawsuit for $4.35 billion. And why is this taking place? Well, it's because of the horrific outcomes of the medical community that have been literally putting out prescription drugs of opioids way more than, of course, has been thought appropriate by many of the other medical community and by many people whose lives have been horribly impacted by the easy access to opioids, over-the-counter, or not, they're not over-the-counter medications, but prescribed medications. Let me just read this one little section. Teva Pharmaceutical Industry CEO Kerr Schultz speaks at a press conference, and here's what's stated. He's Teva Pharmaceuticals, an Israeli multinational pharmaceutical company with headquarters in Petah Tikva and one of the world's biggest manufacturers of generic opioids, on Tuesday announced a settlement with a group of about 2,500 states, municipalities, and Indian tribes to compensate them for its role in the deadly opioid epidemic to the tune of $4.3 billion because of all the many people that have been severely addicted to these opioids and the amount of people that have died because of it. Just one other statement. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, who represented the states in the negotiations, called the settlement another major step in addressing the opioid crisis, and we expect these funds to make a significant difference in preventing fatal overdoses and treating opioid addiction disorder. Folks, the unfortunate thing is so many folks that I know, so many people when I was working with the government, with the sheriff's office, the amount of people that have died, the amount of people that are suffering because of addiction to oxycodone or Oxycontin and Percocet, hydrocodone, Vicodin, Norcal, fentanyl, all these things are a major plight on American citizens today. Well, let me take you to the Bible and explain exactly from God's word why this is a major issue. Let me say this first of all. If you are one of those people listening to this broadcast and you are addicted to any substance, whether it be alcohol, whether it be opioids, whether it be fentanyl, whether it be other things, there is a way that God can help you be delivered from these substances. Of course, the first thing I recommend, as always, is see your doctor. Try and get some help. Try and go to the places that will help you overcome those addictions. But nothing can help you overcome addictions like Jesus Christ. Giving your heart and life to Jesus is the start of changing a life of addiction on drugs and alcohol to a life where we change that addiction from being to drugs, from being to alcohol. We get turned on to Jesus Christ. Live for Him, work for Him, and things will change. But again, always seek medical attention if you are struggling with addiction. Now, let's go to the biblical scenario here. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says this, and we've talked about this verse many a time. Now the Spirit, the Holy Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. We're going to see as we get into the Word of God today that the prophetic nexus, as well as what's taking place, the demonic world is going to be on the increase in infiltrating, if you will, the people of the world and right here in the United States. What does that mean? Well, we're going to find that drugs, when your mind is altered, when you're not in your right state, we're going to see that drugs are actually a gateway opening up the door for literally satanic or demonic activity in your life. Now, again, we're going to prove this from Scripture. It's not just a statement. This is a matter of biblical fact. So the Bible makes it very clear in the latter times, and folks, we are approaching the return of Jesus Christ. We don't know when he's coming back, but we know after 2,000 years we've been waiting for Jesus to return to take his church home. And the Bible makes it very clear, the closer we get to that time, in the latter times, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons. Now, we're going to get to the answer on what to do if you're in that situation, but I want to take you to a very, very important passage. If you have your Bibles and you can turn to it, go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, and God is going to give us a list of things that we need to be very cautious on and to be part of our life. All right, Galatians chapter 5, if you have it, let's go to verse 16. The Apostle Paul is speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and here's what he says. The Apostle Paul says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. All right, what's he saying here? He's talking to individuals, and he's saying, listen, if you're a Christian, you need to walk in the Spirit. Now, if you're not a Christian, it's impossible to walk in the Spirit or walk with the Holy Spirit. Listen very carefully. I'm going to tell you exactly how you can have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. And it's very simple. It's called the gospel. The gospel is this. The Bible makes it very clear that every single person is a sinner, Romans 3:23. And the Bible says, because we've sinned, if every single one of us got what we deserved, including myself, the Bible makes it clear that we would all pay for our sins in an awful place called hell or the eternal lake of fire. Revelation 21:8, Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. The Bible also makes it clear that Jesus did something for us to enable us not only to go to heaven, but to have the Holy Spirit dwell within us. And here's what it is. The Bible makes it clear that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came down from heaven, went to the cross, died on that cross, was crucified, buried, and 3 days later rose from the dead. And God says, listen, I've got a free gift for you. It's called eternal life with Jesus in heaven. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, for by grace, God's free unmerited gift, are you saved? Saved from sin, saved from the penalty of sin. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of our works, lest any person should boast. God made it very simple for us. Religion tries to mess this up. Religion says, work, 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 hope, hope, hope. Maybe you'll get to heaven. But Jesus said, I paid it all. I came down. I paid it all on the cross and through my death, burial, and resurrection. And God holds out that free gift of eternal life to anyone that will place their faith and trust in what Jesus did for them on the cross. Well, here's the marvelous news. In the Bible makes it very clear that in 1 Corinthians 12:13, that every single person who places their faith and trust in Christ are placed, if you will, into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit. We are placed into the body of Christ when you make that decision to put your faith in him for your salvation from, if you will, from hell and from sin. Now, the great news is this. When the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and we can back that up again, two other verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 tells us that we are indwelt as Christians, not unbelievers. The Holy Spirit does indwell those who are believers in Christ. So the Holy Spirit lives within you if you're a Christian. Again, if you're not a believer in Jesus, the Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in you. So this is why Paul says in Galatians 5:16, I say then, Christian, walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. All right, let's move on. Verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Listen, if you're controlled by drugs, if you are addicted to alcohol, you're not being controlled by the Holy Spirit, but you're being controlled by a foreign substance. Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. Now, catch this. This is where we're going to get into this issue of being controlled by substance abuse. We're going to go through several things, and then Paul is going to touch on it. Verse 19, Galatians 5. Now, the works of the flesh, in other words, things that are ungodly, are evident, which are adultery, fornication, which includes any type of sexual act outside of marriage, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, and here's the next word in verse 20, sorcery. Now, this is where it gets extremely interesting. What is the word sorcery? What is the Greek word in the original languages that the Bible translates sorcery or witchcraft? The word is, are you ready? Pharmakia. That's the Greek word, pharmakia. What does that word sound like to you? What does the word pharmakia sound like? Well, you say, well, that sounds really kind of like pharmacy or pharmaceuticals. And you are exactly right. You see, back in the time when the scriptures were written, there were different types of drugs that existed during biblical times. The pharmakia, or those things that would conjure up, if you will, the ability to connect with the demonic world, were substances that were mind-altering substances. So when we look at the passages that we've discussed so far, we're finding, and have you ever heard this statement, marijuana is the gateway to heavier drug use? Well, I'm going to go a step further and go to the biblical scenario on this. Drugs, fentanyl, opioids, other mind-altering type drugs are a gateway to satanic and demonic intervention. Now, let me make it clear. There are times when, and I want to be very sensitive to this, that the medical community honestly believes that there are certain things, and it can be an opioid, it can be OxyContin, and those things are used for a medicinal purpose for those that have severe pain and should be used on a short-term basis, as the medical community is making clear. So if you do take something, if you do have surgery and you are taking something and it's controlled by your doctor and you're under very close supervision, certainly I would never say don't do something your doctor told you to do. Definitely do it. Now, here's the thing, though. When that pain is better, when you've been on and you're healing and things are getting better, here's where the problem can enter into. Well, it's like, I felt pretty good taking it, and you keep taking it for lengthy periods of times. And a week or two turns into months, and months turn into years, and years turn into a decade. And all of a sudden, obviously, something is way off kilter when it comes to these particular prescriptions. But under a doctor's care, we'll leave that to itself. Here's the problem. Mom and dad or somebody puts the opioids in the cabinet. The young people get a hold of them, and all of a sudden they're starting to take that prescription drug, and they get hooked on them. Next thing you know, they're selling them on the street. Next thing you know, they're going around looking as to where can I buy these prescription type drugs that are not to be sold illegally on the streets, but they are. And it has been of epidemic proportions where opioids and fentanyl are on the streets. Why? Because there is a massive desire for it among people to alter their minds, opening up the doors for satanic involvement. What does God say? These are things of the flesh. These are things to be avoided. And these are things that are playing into the prophetic scenario. You say, can you prove that? I can. If you have your Bible, very quickly, let's go to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, we're talking about the fall of Babylon at the end of the seven-year tribulation period, the head for the Antichrist. Let's go quickly. Revelation chapter 18, verse 21. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. In other words, Babylon is going to be resurrected, if you will. It right now sits in mainly rubble, but it's going to become a major prophetic city, which will literally be the headquarters for the Antichrist. Verse 22, Revelation 18. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you anymore, and the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. Now here we go. Are you ready? Verse 23, Revelation 18. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your pharmakia all the nations were deceived, by your sorcery, by your witchcraft, by your induction of substance abuse into your bodies, which will be a major, major part of the prophetic scenario as pushed by this lead place of Babylon, where the Antichrist will indeed be have his headquarters. Folks, it all plays together. God doesn't make anything unclear in Scripture. Folks, let me end with this. If you're stuck on substance, if you're on opioids, fentanyl, or any other substance abuse, may I invite you, please, first go see your doctor, try and get some help, then get to a Bible-believing church in your area. May I suggest Union Grove Baptist Church, where we'll help you make a move towards changing your life by accepting the only gift that will ever change life, which is by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.